Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neisel. Hey, Norbert, can there be a bright spot to a pandemic?
Definitely. I don't need to make up an excuse to stay home.
What? You actually have a social life up there in Connecticut?
I do have friends other than you, Dave.
Oh, really? Did you have to bribe them? Okay, listen, I ask because while the pandemic is revealing our problems, we can also try to fix them. A major issue is how certain conditions make it easier for a virus to jump from animal to humans, a process called zoonosis.
One way is through our expansion into natural areas. A new study suggests that even turning wild areas into farms and ranch land increases zoonosis. Land development displaces wild animals and favors animals adapted to urban life, such as rats, mice, and birds.
This study analyzed almost 200 previous studies that included 7,000 animal species. They showed that these human-adapted animals carry more diseases than animals in natural or native environments.
And it's these animals that are responsible for zoonosis. 3 out of every 4 new diseases in humans come from animals, and it's how we got the plague, influenza, and coronavirus.
And consider this, at least 100,000 more viruses could make that jump. So how do we prevent this? Controlling land use would help, but impractical as our populations grow.
We can, however, come up with more stringent surveillance programs and improve our response to a pandemic. COVID-19 may be a hard lesson, but let's use it to our advantage.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.